The New England Patriots are now 5-1. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-17 in Foxborough yesterday in quarterback Tom Brady's first home game since his four-game Deflategate suspension. With us now to break down the game is ESPN Boston football reporter Mike Reese. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So let's start, of course, with Brady. He had a bit of a slow start, but through three touchdown passes, completed passes to seven different receivers for a total of 376 yards. Any flaws in his game at this point?
No real flaws, and it's really remarkable to watch him at age 39 do things that quarterbacks that are 29, you know, aren't doing. And the fans, that was the other part of this, the way they sort of showed their appreciation for him. This was one of the hardest tickets to get because fans wanted to show their appreciation for Brady, and we heard that chant, Brady, 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 at various points throughout the game.
Other big star on offense, of course, tight end Rob Gronkowski. He had a slow start to the season as he recovered from a hamstring injury, but he caught a touchdown pass yesterday. He had a career-best 162 receiving yards. Here's what he said about that accomplishment and overcoming his injury.
Just being able to practice and being healthy and having two wheels under me feels good to go out there, just be with the team. And what's special about that is that we got the win.
So how big of a weapon is Gronk right now for the Pats?
Well, he is so big, and he talked about having two wheels, and my thought was he's like an 18-wheeler when he's coming down the middle of the field and defensive backs try to tackle him. And you see the size. When someone is 6'6", 265 pounds, they usually don't run as fast as he does, and that was a big part of his game. It wasn't just catching the ball. It was running after the catch, and that's where all those yards came from.
Patriots on defense now. Let's switch to the defensive side. Playing without star linebacker Jamie Collins, they were a bit thin in the secondary. We had a few defensive players step up, though. Tell us about them.
Well, yeah, let's start with Dante Hightower, one of their captains at linebacker. He played 56 of 58 snaps, and one of the interesting parts about him was he had a safety for the second game in a row where he tackled Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton in the end zone for 2 points, and a lot of players talked about that as a turning point in the game, a momentum changer, because the Patriots were losing at that time in the third quarter, 14-10. They get 2 points, make it 14-12, and sort of develop that momentum and never look back. There have been 9 safeties across the NFL all season, so it's a rare play, and he has 2 of them because he actually had one the week before. So of all the players, I'd say Dante Hightower was one that stood out above the rest.
Next week, looking ahead to next week, on the road in Pittsburgh, could this be the toughest game they've had yet?
Well, normally I would say yes, but there is a big change for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, one of the stars of the game, injured his left knee in their loss to the Miami Dolphins yesterday, and it's been reported that he's going to have surgery on a torn meniscus in that knee and will miss the game. And so that's a big break for the Patriots. They're going to face Landry Jones, the Steelers' backup quarterback. And so while it's always tough to go into Pittsburgh and play on the road, and Pittsburgh is one of the better teams, not having Ben Roethlisberger is almost the equivalent of what it would be like for the Patriots not having Tom Brady.
Hopefully they don't have a Jimmy Garoppolo on the bench. All right, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN Boston, also provides regular analysis for us here at WBUR. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.